Let's take a moment to align to the energy of the mountain. There's been a frenzy of activity to get us here. But even when you are climbing a mountain, you use a lot of exertion. But once you're at the top, there is a calmness, a stillness, an all-invading peace that overcomes you. As far as your eye can see Gaia. The mountain has been calling you, but it wasn't through a frenzy of activity. It was from the eternal stillness that it had. This is the internal stillness that is within you and within the planet. This is the alignment we share. And it extends through to the cosmos because it's all entangled, all connected, all pulsing and beating with the same vibration, all within a web of benevolent energy that is yours when you open your heart and extend your hand. Take a moment to just feel this stillness.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner has brought me to altitude before. As you look out upon the mountain, I want you to imagine instead you look on a lake, and then you would be in the island of the sun in Bolivia at the same altitude. This is not the altitude record for channeling. That is measured in feet, 33,000. In an airplane. My partner took me one time to the base of Mount Aconcagua in South America. This was the node of Mont Blanc. And there I gave a channel. And I said this, ask any mountain climber, a real mountain climber, not a tourist mountain climber. And you will find they all believe in God. It is common, for they are at the top of the world so often. Ask a pilot, and they will say, it is always a nice day above the clouds. Dear ones, there is something about being up high, observing all things below. It is almost a euphoria, and you look out, and that is when you want to make affirmations. That is when you want to open your hands and say, thank you, Spirit, for all that is, for Gaia, and for my life. Dear ones, this is the place for you to release anything that you are carrying with you. You will have some private time after this small, short message. This is the place where the air is thin, where your body is reacting to the altitude, and your eyes cannot believe what they see. A perfect day. In this magnificent place, a day of release. That is why you're here. It is not just esoteric. You will ask all of those, why do you climb? Why do you ski? And they will say, to be with nature. There's something about it. There is release just to be here. This is the time. If you carry something you believe that is not for you, if there's anything you feel attached to you, this is the place to release it. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have help. Spirit knows where you are. Take the hand right now of that part of you which is nature and Gaia and God. It's a short message. It's the last one my partner will deliver in Europe on this tour. Blessed is the human who knows who they are and can state, I am God. And the mountains will hear it and say, and so are we. And so it is.